It's too
Do
slippery.
it. That's what she said.
Ew.
There's your intro.
Right.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where we are back from spring break, but I do still have a margarita,
And you
so
got it open.
I did. It was a struggle.
You got there in the end. I have water. I'm the
It's
sole
okay.
adult in my house tonight. Josh is
Fair.
in Nevada. He's closer to you than he is
I
to
waved to him in
me.
the
I'm Mandy of Waning Bay, Michigan.
And I am Karen of Vornik. Welcome back to the podcast,
Ooh,
friends.
hello.
All right, so we did miss a week. So in our timeline, it is currently April 11th. And in y'all's timeline, it is April 19th, which is our friend Taylor's birthday and the day before my brother's birthday. So,
Happy
birthday,
birthday,
friends.
everybody.
All right, Mandy, tell me what you did this week and last week in fangirling, if you're so inclined.
I will. I'm glad, like, I'm kind of glad we didn't record last week because we couldn't have recorded last week when we normally do, anyways,
It was
because we
chaotic.
decided it was chaotic and we were like, okay, all of the kids in our lives are on spring break. Like,
Yeah.
let's just not. You were
Let's just
traveling.
chill.
So it's like, let's
Yeah.
just not. And then
Say we
the night that
did.
I'm like rushing home to, like,
Oh,
or I would have
yeah.
been rushing home to record, I get a migraine.
Yep.
And so I wouldn't have been able to record anyways. I was in
Yep.
my bed. But before that happened, I was like, I almost. Before the migraine hit, and the migraine probably came because of this, honestly. I was so like, I would have been so pumped to come on and tell you this story
Okay.
because I put it on Facebook and I text you some of it, I think. But let me tell you about the library card debacle.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to hear the full story.
Ugh. So, this is no judgment, no shame to the adult involved in this thing that happened
Sorry.
years ago. The twins, when they were very young, were like, they were library cards were made for them to be able to go check out little kiddie books or whatever. And then some of those books never found their way back to the library. It's not the kids' fault, but I had a library card when I was their age, and my mom would forget to bring books back or I'd lose them or whatever. Not any shame, whatever. But they're into books. One of them in particular, she doesn't really like to like physically read that often. When she does, she's like in it. But I was like, use Libby. You could use Libby and get audiobooks because she can do an audiobook. And so she was using mine for a while. And I was like, let's just, see if you can find your library card. We find her number and find that her card has been blocked and she's got fines. And so it's like, okay, sister does too. And so it's been this whole thing of, trying to figure out how to get them to the library. And I finally were on spring break. I get off work early one day. I go get them. Or no, I think I had them. Obviously, they were already here. I'm like, let's go to the library right up the street. We're going to pay off your fines. We're going to get you library cards like in good standing so that y'all can get audiobooks and ebooks. And if I don't have the next book in the series you want, or if I don't have the book you want, you can use Libby. We go in, and this lady, she's like, she's the librarian and she's talking to me. I guess this is just her demeanor. It's like everyone's a kindergartner. Everyone is a
Okay.
kindergartner. So I say, hey, I'm here with my nieces. This is a kind of a unique circumstance. I'm their guardian. Their dad is overseas. I want to pay off their library cards. I want to get their cards set up so that they can use them. And she's like, well, we can't look up library cards. And I was one of the girls even had her library card on her phone. So she's like, but this is my number. Like, here's the back of it where you can see, like, I wrote my name when I was like, six. And the lady is like, well, no. And even if we could look it up, if you're not the adult on the card, and I was like, okay, the adult on the card is not even a parent. Like, it's a relative, but it's not a parent. Are you telling me that her parent couldn't go up there and do it? Yeah, the person that's it's that person's responsibility. This debt is their responsibility. And I'm like, I'm telling you, got a debit card. I want to take responsibility. I want to pay it off. And she's looking at me like this is the most insane request she's ever heard, that she's never thought in a million years that someone would want to pay off a library card. Like, it's this foreign concept. And she just keeps saying, and I'm like, I have their names. I have their government issued driver's permits. Like, this is a government issued ID. You can see their faces. Like, their address is like, I just want to let these kids be able to, like, I want the kids to use the library.
Right.
I feel like
Why
Michael from
wouldn't you
TikTok
want?
would be losing his mind.
Yes. Michael would
So,
have not said anything. He's just been like,
oh, he'd
okay,
have been
let's
like,
do it.
yeah.
Let's do it.
So she was like, well, it looks like she asked me what library they set him up, and I was like, I don't know, probably the next county over for me because that's where they live. Well, you might could call them and have them look it up. I said, and she had told me I can't look it up. So I said, so you're saying you can't look it up? I said, but if I were to go out in the parking lot and call you, you can look it up. And she kind of freezes and she goes, well, now that you've told me that you're going to do that, I just won't answer the like questions when you call. And I'm like, is it, I'm not asking to open a credit card.
Right.
I'm
You're
not
literally
getting a
trying to
mortgage.
encourage children to
Yes.
read.
I
Isn't
want
that the
them to
job of a
read.
librarian?
Yes, I'm
Like,
like,
what are
lady.
you doing?
And there was a man there working as well who like I could tell he really wanted to interject and like try and help me, but then he was also trying to keep the peace with his coworker. So he just kind of like he would try to interject, but then he would stay out of it. So finally she was like, "Well, I would just call the library system where you got this, even though Georgia has Georgia Pines. It is the entire state library system." So anyways, we go out to the parking lot. I call the library closest to their house. I explain the situation and the lady says, "Come here.
Yeah.
Just come here." So I go out there. The ladies there were wonderful. They waived every fee that they could, but there were $70 in charges that they could not waive. And they got sent, those were the ones that were sent to collections. They sent children to collections.
No, the adult on their account, okay? The adult
Right,
on their
true.
account.
And they're like, well, you know, if they check books out and don't return them now, that you'll be responsible. And I was like, yes, I know.
But
They're
now
not going to check out physical books. They're more ebook and audiobook now.
they're not six anymore. We're not
And they're not
losing
six
books.
anymore. They know that if they check out a library book, it has to be returned. Like they even were able to tell them what books they had checked out. They had a DVD checked out. So that was the whole thing. I'm happy to report after the whole festival of nonsense, they both have Libby.
Congratulations, girls.
Gosh, it was just, and so of course we're like leaving to go home, and I had to pick up some, I guess it's my grocery order. And as we're leave, I was leaving the grocery store. I was like, oh, I'm getting a migraine. I started getting the aura and all the light. I was like, thanks, librarian lady, if you can even call yourself that.
No, I would strip her of her title. That's not a
I was,
librarian. A
I wanted to
librarian
like,
would encourage children to read, would do everything possible.
yeah,
Like, that
I
is
wanted to Pretty
bullshit.
Woman her and go back in and be like, here's their library cards. That county got to claim all of the money and
Yeah.
fines coming in. So,
Right.
meh, but I decided to be the bigger person.
Ew, I hate it when we're the bigger person.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. I feel like you kind of, I've got several books to tell you about.
Oh, good, because I have barely anything.
Okay, we're gonna swap places this time. Okay, so I don't remember when I started it, but I read A Tempest of Tea by Hafsa Faisal. So it's a heist story, which we've established I love. So we've got Arthi, who is this criminal mastermind. She's like the Kaz Brekker of this book. And she runs a tea room with her adopted brother, Jin. Okay. So during the day, the tea room, which is called Spindrift, is this like really beloved spot in White Roaring. It's like very prim and proper, and like you want to go there. But then as soon as the sun goes down, it transforms into a very illegal blood house for vampires.
I
Because
love
I mean,
that.
there's money to be made.
Yeah.
There's money to be made in selling blood to vampires. So Atenea's tyrannical king figure is known as the Ram. No one's ever seen the Ram's face. The Ram hides behind a mask, but he is like the boss of the whole area. Well, he threatens Spindrift. And so Arthi is like, you messed
No.
with the wrong one. So she, Jin, and this ragtag cast of like characters that they pick up along the way hatch this plot to steal the Ram's ledgers and like bring him down. Like, we're gonna find where all of your money's going. We're going to blow it all up.
I'm here
You're
for it.
done. Yeah, it gives a lot of Six of Crows vibes, which I freaking love. But I haven't watched it, but a lot of people say it also gives a lot of Peaky Blinders. And it
Okay.
is like, it's like the environment and the clothes and the way people talk is like a Peaky Blinders vibe for sure. But then you've got like this ragtag band of misfits who are like, we're going to do that thing. Mm-hmm. Hufsa is a statist. I will tell you that. I listened to it on audio. And at the end, there was an interview where her husband, Casey, was like interviewing her, asking her questions. And he was like, why do you like to hurt people? Why do you like to hurt your readers? Why do you torture us? And she's like, yeah, it's fun. Like, I freaking love obsessed with her. So yeah, loved A Tempest of Tea by Hufsa Feisal. I read The Game Changer by Lana Ferguson.
Her girl.
So you've got Ian, who was this beloved pro hockey player in Boston until this scandal forced him to move from Boston to play for a Canadian team. And he's there for like 6 years. He's back in Boston, but reception hasn't been great because people really don't have enough to talk about. So they try to like dig back the drama back up. And so he kind of needs to clean up his image. Enter Delilah, his best friend's little sister, who is all grown up now. She has a cable baking show called Whiskey Business.
I love that.
Whiskey Business. That's at risk of being canceled due to low viewership. And so Delilah says, well, let's have Ian on the show. It could bring like hockey viewers who want to, hockey fans will want to tune in and watch him. But the chemistry between them on that episode blows up. So of course, both of their teams are like, you want your show to not get canceled? Fake date this guy. And they're like, you want to clean up your image? Fake date the baker. Like, what are you doing? We know what happens when fake dating comes into play.
Oh, yes.
In a Lana Ferguson book especially.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Need I say more? Loved it. 10 out of 10. Recommend anything Lana Ferguson. She could write the alphabet and I would be like,
oh. Give it. I want it now.
Speaking of someone who could write the alphabet and I would love it. I, thanks to Libro.fm, I got Funny Story by Emily Henry, an ALC, an advanced listening copy. So we've got Daphne, who's a children's librarian, and she's engaged to Peter, who's basically a perfect robot. He's like a wheatgrass eating gym rat with a rigid schedule, and he's perfect. Like, it's never been my vibe, okay? Ever, but I picture like a Fabio Chris Hemsworth type.
Okay.
Like big and beefy and everybody's like, Gaston, you know, and
you're
I'm just like
where's your brother?
Yeah, you gotta have a dark haired brother somewhere who's like living in a basement because the thought of seeing people just doesn't do it for him. Okay, so they're getting married in like 2 months. Peter goes on his bachelor party trip and comes home to tell Daphne that he's realized he's in love with his best friend, Petra. They break up with their significant others upon the return of this, to returning on this trip. And so Daphne is Peter's fiance and Petra breaks up with her like longtime serious boyfriend, Miles. But Peter tells Daphne not to worry, that he and Petra are going to go on a trip for a week so she can move out, to give her time to move out of the house because the house was in his name because he's wealthy and she's not.
I hate Peter.
So their plan when they were engaged was, you buy all the furniture because she didn't have the money to like buy a house. Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, I'll just buy the house. How about you furnish it? So Daphne doesn't have any friends locally. She'd gotten this dream job in the town where Peter wanted to live, where his family was. And so she's like, oh my gosh, everything's falling into place and it's roses. So she goes to the only place she can think of, Miles, and proposes like, we got to be like, I don't have anywhere to go. Luckily for her, Miles is an angel. And so he's like, of course, I have a spare bedroom. It is yours. As long as you need it. I know the pain you're going through. Aww. Literally. I know what you're
Sweet
going through.
Baby angel.
Yeah. So they're basically like ships passing in the night most of the time. Like, they'll exchange pleasantries if they're like in the living room together, or like, she'll text, are you gonna eat this last piece of pizza or whatever. But they're not like, they don't ever really talk.
Okay.
Until the wedding invitations arrive. Yes. Peter and Petra, like 2 months, maybe after breaking up with them, send a wedding invitation to each of them. So they end up going out, getting wasted, and RSVPing to the wedding.
Oh my God.
Miles says it like, we should go. And she's like, I would never. And he's like, no, we should go and just like show them what they're missing, blah, blah, blah. And so Peter calls her when they've like, I think she's might be back in her bedroom, or they're not standing there together at the moment. And Peter says, well, you don't have to come, right? Like, he's trying to.
Trying to get
they
her
sent
not.
The RSVP to Hurt, mm-hmm. not expecting to, mm-hmm. or sent the invitation, not expecting to get an RSVP.
Right.
And so Daphne says, no, I'm coming. He says, you didn't even put a plus one. She says, yeah, I know, because I'm coming with my boyfriend who's already got his own invitation. And Peter's like, your boyfriend has an invitation. And she's like, yeah, Miles. Thankfully, Miles is like, hell yeah. Hell yeah, we're fake dating. And he like starts taking like selfies, all like snuggling with her. It's so cute. I'm obsessed. Like, already. Miles might be my favorite Emily Henry man yet, honestly. Love him. So it's, I'm dating my ex-fiance's new fiance's ex.
I love that.
That so I actually convoluted. Wrote a blog post about it today, and I think I called it something like, help, I'm dating my ex-fiance's new fiance's ex.
Oh, it's so convoluted, and I love it.
Yeah, so it's super freaking cute. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Miles. I'm obsessed with a friend that Daphne finds in like a coworker at the library, Ashley. The whole little town, Waning Bay, Michigan, which is where I'm from this week. Peter and Petra can go die. I love Daphne. She's got some like childhood trauma that was very relatable to me. And so I was like, I felt like a kindred soul with her. Love it. Love it. Live it.
I feel like that Daphne very good. Wouldn't have made your library experience that awful.
No, she would have been like, you want the kids to read? She's got like this one little bestie in the town who's like a 13-year-old kid who just comes in once a week to get a book recommendation. And then they have like their own little personal book club once she's read it.
I love that so
I'm
much.
I'm obsessed with her. Yeah.
I love her
I think
already.
I think the kid's name was Mia. But yeah, Daphne, love I it. Love you. I'm like almost done, but not quite. Today I started one that I don't know about. Okay. Oh. This is another ALC from Libro.fm, and it's called How to End a Love Story by Yulin Huang.
I've heard so many good things about it.
Okay, let me tell you the like or the listeners the premise, because I just, and I'll tell you why I don't get it. Trigger warning. There's a trigger warning coming for suicide, technically child death, and death of a sibling. 13 years ago, Helen Zhang's life changed forever when her younger sister is tragically struck and killed when she steps out in front of a car. All accounts say it was a suicide. And like, it goes to court, of course, because it was a kid, a teenager dying. And the court, everyone is like, no, this was an accident. This is a tragic accident. And the driver, who was one of Helen's classmates, was not at fault. Flash forward 13 years, and Helen is a best-selling YA author. She's moved to LA from the East Coast to deal with, like, to try to get out of writer's block. She's having some issues, and to start working with a like screenwriting team, because her book has been picked up and is going to be made into a TV show. One of the writers hired, though, is Grant Shepherd, who is the driver who killed her sister. And it's billed as a sexy and emotional enemies to lovers. And I'm 35% in. Okay, it's well written, forced proximity, obviously, and a lot of trauma to unpack. I cannot fathom how it's going to make it be lovers and be okay. And the reason is, I have three siblings, okay? Whether it's an accident or not, if you are driving the car that kills my sibling, I hate you forever. I hate you forever. I can empathize with how awful and traumatic it must be for you. I cannot wish you ill. I cannot imagine the amount of forgiveness it would have to take to become lovers with someone who was involved in the death of one of my siblings. Like, I can't fathom it. We'll see. Apparently there's secrets that are going to come out, but like,
yeah, I don't know. I've only heard good things about it, and
it has really, really good star ratings on Goodreads.
Yeah, I've only heard good things about it. So I'm looking.
I'm sure it's going to be something where it's like, oh, twist, you didn't see coming. But I'm just like,
yeah.
And I was telling the twins about it. I was like, if that was what they call my sister Roro. If that was Roro, I hate you forever until the day I die. And then after, like, if you take my sister or my brothers from me, I hate you forever. And that's it.
I guess we'll see.
Don't be around me. Don't look at me. I would have immediately been like, I will not work with this person. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. And I feel like you feel bad for him too, because it wasn't his fault. I've had that exact same situation almost happened to a very good friend of mine right after high school. Someone stepped out on the road in front of her. She slammed on the brakes, thank God. And when the car stopped, he jumped up on her hood and said, just kill me. How could you do that to somebody? How could you do this?
Yeah.
I'm getting close to done. I also started Sweet Nightmare by Tracy Wolf. I'm bitter about it because this was supposed to be the series starting with Remy Boudreau, which has been bumped to later in the series, and I'm mad. But book one is going to follow Clementine, who I assume is a relative of Calder's from the Crave series because her last name is Calder. And she's at the call, and that person's was just known as Calder. So they're at the Calder Academy, which is a kind of school, mostly prison for teen paranormal, for errant teen paranormals. So it's like a YDC for kids with magical abilities and attitude. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
I'm not very far in yet, but I am enjoying it because Tracy Wolf wrote it. I know I'm gonna love it. I can't remember his name, but there's a character that I'm like, ooh, are you making me flittery? Two more things. Josh and I watched Wish. It is so cute. It's got an all-star cast. So we've got Ariana DeBose, Chris Pine, Alan Tudyk, Evan Peters. There were 5 million classic Disney references. So we've got Asha, who lives in the kingdom of Rosas, where King Magnifico takes and safeguards wishes for all the people in the kingdom. So like you go and you hand him your wish and it leaves your body. Well, he has your wish, which is the deepest, most desperate desire of your heart. You can't remember it. So like you're entrusting him with like a very precious part of you. Every month he puts on a wish granting ceremony where someone's wish is granted, and so they remember it and it comes true. So Asha is interviewing to become Magnifico's apprentice, and she is killing her interview. Like they're even singing together, like it's great. Well, she gets a little too carried away and she asks the king, well, could you grant my grandfather's wish? And he's 100, and like, I don't condone actions past this, okay, but the king is like, I thought this one person was going to be different, and you are just like everybody else. You're asking me for something already, you know, he even says something like, usually they wait at least a week or something like that, you know, like before. So he declines. He says that Sabino, which is the grandfather's wish, could be dangerous because it's too vague and it could threaten his rule. So Asha, being a strong, independent young woman, does not accept that. And makes a wish on a star that ends up floating down to her and making all the forest animals talk. So she realizes how magical Star is. She calls it Star. Asha enlists Star's help to rescue her family's wishes from Magnifico. She's like, if you're going to, you know, take wishes from people, they don't remember them and then never grant them, they should at least have them. So the references that I remember off the top of my head, there are characters that represent the Seven Dwarfs. There's a Beauty and the Beast inspired wagon with legs, the fairy godmother's cloak. Peter Pan shows up. The three blind mice are there. There's this little thing from Bambi. Merlin is kind of, there's a carrot. Like I think it's one of the animals dances like Merlin does. There's mushrooms that say, we love crazy. Sleeping Beauty's dress, the horse from Tangled. There's hidden Mickeys. There's a Zootopia reference. It is insane. And so like Josh and I watched it and we made it almost like a game of like, that was the Jungle Book.
That
looks like
that.
Something is that Hey Hey in the background, like it's so fun. That's if you're a Disney person,
so fun,
watch Wish. It's so cute. Last thing, and this one's quick, Vanderpump Rules. Nothing thrilling has been going on, but the girls finally got Ariana to realize and admit that this fantasy of my dream house isn't worth all of the trauma that she's putting herself through fighting Tom to I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not leaving until you leave. And this looking down on living in an apartment temporarily. She's got like her nose up at apartments. I'm not gonna live in an apartment. You live with your ex and you send assistants to go between. Tell Tom I'm having a peanut butter and jelly. And if he eats the last of the peanut butter, well, he said that he's gonna eat the jelly. It's crazy. And so it's insane. So she finally admits that none of the things that she's putting herself through are worth it. Fine. And so it seems like she's in the next few episodes, she's going to bow out of the house. However, that goes down. I know that in real time, she did just buy a house. So I know that in the end, she's out of that house, but I don't know how it gets there yet.
Okay.
So that's a little Vanderpump update. And that is finally my week. I feel like you. I read so much. Yeah. I haven't done that in a long time. I've been painting my bedroom, and so it's just been audiobooks.
Yeah, they are a blessing.
They go by quick, too. All right, after that long-winded rant, what did you do this week? Or this last couple weeks?
I have been in a bit of a reading slump, actually.
That's fine.
I feel like I've been kind of just overwhelmed with choices, and so I shut down.
Yeah.
It
Hey,
happens. It
that's how I end
happens.
up on TikTok for hours at a time. It's like, do I want to pick up my Kindle? Do I want an audiobook? Do I want a physical book? I don't know. I'll
No,
scroll on TikTok.
it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
But I did read a couple things. I finished The Spirit Well by R.K. Ashwick. It's the follow-up to The Stray Spirit, and following the events of The Stray Spirit, which I won't say anything about because spoilers, Emery and Cal and Aspen are kind of have newfound fame, and Emery and the group kind of gets tasked with something, and they go to a I think it's called Matlock is the city. They go to Matlock for the season. And when I say for the season, it is very much what you're
Gives me
thinking. It's
Bridgerton
for the
vibes.
season.
Love.
And they're there for detective-y reasons, but they're also there because things can happen during the season, specifically for our very special second chance romance friends. And so it's very cute. RK really manages to balance the like intrigue and mystery and like the detective story with the romance that is happening. And it's great. There's new characters introduced that I love. And I hope that we get to see them again in book three. And it was just, it's RK Ashwick. You know, this one's a
Yeah.
little bit more, little. It's still a cozy fantasy. I would still call it a cozy fantasy, but it's a little more like high stakes cozy fantasy
Ooh, I'm
than,
intrigued.
yeah, I think you're really gonna like it. I had a blast. It was really good. I read the next book in the Percy Jackson series, The Sea of Monsters. So this one, we follow Percy and Annabeth as they go to try and find Grover, who they believe is in trouble. And they kind of manage to do this because, oh no, Thalia's tree has been poisoned and it's affecting the border around Camp Half-Blood. The Half-Bloods are no longer safe because of this, and so they request to go on a quest, and the new camp director or activities director, I forget. Chiron is out because they think that Chiron had something to do with the poisoning. So there's a new
Yeah, because he's the type.
yeah, right. And so there's a new activities director who is not a fan of them, no matter what they do. And so he sends Clarice out on this quest instead. Clarice, daughter of Ares, who is not a fan of them either, but you know, Hermes comes and is like, no, you guys should really go on this adventure as well. So they end up going out with a new character named Tyson, who is revealed to be more related to these characters than we initially think.
Yep.
And so we've got Percy and Annabeth and Tyson going on adventure to find the Golden Fleece. Which is the only thing that
I
can heal
remember.
Thalia's tree, and also happens to be where Grover has been kind of kidnapped slash held prisoner. And so they're going to save Grover, but also save the camp at the same time. And there is a surprise at the end, which I knew the surprise. I just thought it happened in book one for some reason. But it did not. It did not happen in book one. It happens in book two. And if you've read the Percy Jackson series, you know exactly what I'm talking
Yep.
about.
You're like
But
run rustling them all up for me because
yeah.
it's been like a long time.
Exactly. So I'm like, I know the big plot points, but
Yeah.
I don't remember when they happen.
Yeah.
So book two, which means season two of the Percy Jackson series,
Yeah.
it's gonna happen. And everybody's gonna be like, what? If they
What?
haven't, though, maybe
What?
not, because hopefully most people have read Percy Jackson at this point,
True. That's
other
fair.
than like the youngins,
Yeah, the youngins
which
still need to read it.
I'm like kind of super jealous that they get to experience it for the first time.
Look, it's
So,
not the
yeah.
same, but in funny story, Daphne makes Miles read Narnia.
Oh,
And
I've
I'm
actually
like,
never
what?
read Narnia. I know.
I don't know that
So,
I finished them, but I, yeah.
it's on the list. But yeah, so it's Percy Jackson. It was a good time. And right as I was finishing book two, my hold for book three was ready.
I
So I
love
was
when that
like,
happens.
Score. Well, it's funny because as I was reading book two, my hold for book five was ready, and I was like, no, I need you to hold off for a little bit. But then as I finished, book three was ready. I was like, okay, I'm good with this.
Thank you.
And then the last thing that I read in like the past 2 weeks is it's called Public Anchovy Number One. It is book three in the Deep Dish Mystery series by Mindy Quigley, and it follows the it's a deep dish style pizza restaurant in, I want to say, Wisconsin called Delilah and Soane. And in this book in particular, they have secured kind of a high profile catering gig that Delilah is hoping is going to help them kind of get through the leaner months of the year because where they live, Geneva Bay, is very much a touristy kind of place. And so when the regulars leave and tourists, it's, fluctuation in businesses. And so they're really hoping that this catering gig is going to pad their, checking account, as
Yeah, for
well
sure.
as open up more opportunities for them. So they go to this mansion to do the catering gig. It's like way out of the way, very isolated. It takes like, I don't know, something like 4 hours round trip to get there and back kind of thing. So it's very much like out of the way. And everything's going great until a dead body literally crashes the party.
Oh, rude.
And so of course, this ends the party, and as they're packing up and getting ready to go, most of the people have left. Unfortunately, the people who are left behind, including all of Delilah's staff, are now trapped because there is a tree that has fallen down and is blocking the path, and they are not really a priority to leave because the body is already dead. And so the police are like, we'll get to you when we get to you. And also the one of the police detectives, Calvin Capone, and yes, related to Al Capone,
Hey,
was
but
at
he's a
this party,
cop.
but he's a cop.
Oh, for shame. Your great granddaddy, whatever is next.
He's a very hunky cop, and Delilah has quite the crush on him, and it is very much a slow burn for
I
these
love a
two.
slow burn. I love a
It's
slow burn.
book three, and nothing has happened, so it's a
Oh.
slow burn. But so they are all trapped at this mansion, and they're like, okay, well, we'll get through the night, and then, the police will handle everything in the morning once the storm has died down and
Yeah.
everything. Unfortunately, it turns out they actually might be stuck in this mansion with the murderer. Dun dun dun.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be a surprise. I thought you were going to say the dead body, but I guess they are too. They're stuck with that dead body.
So,
Well, it's not going anywhere.
yeah, they kind of have to do a low key under the table kind of investigation to make sure that they are all staying safe and surviving the night. Because one of the people that they are with is a murderer, and
Ruh-roh.
it's a good time. It's a good time. It's a cozy mystery. So even though this one has a little bit more high stakes than the last two books, because they are kind of forced proximity, and so the murderer is getting a little more, frantic. But it is still very much a cozy mystery, and I don't know, it's a good time. Like,
Anytime anybody says a cozy mystery, I think of Michael Scott. There's been a murder.
it's so weird because it's like, oh, there's been a murder, but at the same time, you're like, this is fun. I'm having a good time. And Mindy Quigley has a way of writing, they have the found family of the staff at Delilah and Soane. Like, they would go to bat for each other. Like, two of them, one of them is like having a conversation with somebody like outside, and it looks like it's getting heated, like about to get heated. And two of them see this happen, and they just like barge out there. They're like, no, this is not
Not
happening.
here. No.
No clue whether or not this person is dangerous or anything. Just no, this is our
We don't behave
person.
this way.
And so like the found family is really great. The tension and the yearning between Delilah and Capone is there. The shippers are gonna
Oh.
enjoy this one, I think. And I did not figure out who the killer was until the very end. Always
Oh.
fun. I love when that happens. So it was a good time. So that's what I read. I did start Just for the Summer by Abby Jimenez, but I'm only about 13% in. But it's an Abby Jimenez book, so I'm already in love. Like, I have highlighted so much. I'm literally 13% in, and I've highlighted so much of the book. I love Abby.
Her
She's
video was so cute.
fantastic. And for those of you who don't know, Abby Jimenez is number one New York Times bestseller on to list with this book. So congrats to Abby. And
Double
number,
twin
I think number
trouble.
two on the USA Today list. So congratulations, Abby. Well
Very
deserved.
nice. Very nice.
So I'm really excited to go through that one. I'll talk about it more once I've finished it. And
We,
then
our Alexa the other day in our kitchen has a screen and it was like telling me to like watch an interview with her or something. And I was like, I stopped and I was like, Josh, that's Stuntman Mike's mom. And he was like, oh, Stuntman Mike? Her mom? Or his mom?
love
Like
that.
we had a
Yeah.
moment where like he doesn't care that she's an author. He cares about Stuntman Mike.
She was on Good Morning America because Just for the Summer is their April book pick, book club pick.
Gotcha.
So that was very cool. It's funny because, like, before this book came out, Abby had posted in her reader group, like, this is my author bingo card. I want to be invited onto like a nationally televised show. I want to hit number one on New York Times.
It's a manifester right there.
I want to see somebody like in the wild holding one of my books. Like, and it can't be something like, oh, they're at one of my book events, or oh, we're going
Right,
to,
yeah.
like, I think she met
I had to
somebody.
be walking through the airport.
Yeah,
Or
and
like, yeah.
she met somebody like at the airport, but they were going to the same event she was going to, so like
Right.
that doesn't count.
Or
So
like you're
like
just walking in a
completely
park.
just walking and seeing somebody, it's completely
Yeah, and be like,
random.
that's my book. Yeah.
I think the other one was like to have one of her books optioned for a movie. I feel like there was one more, but I can't remember. But like three of those four things I just listed have happened since she said that, since Just for the Summer came out.
Listen,
So I'm
the
like,
power of manifestation. We've been telling you guys
it's
this
so
for
true.
years now.
It's so
It's
true.
so powerful, and anybody can manifest. You just say what you want out loud,
Put the intention
believe
out
that it's
there.
going to happen, and it will happen. Maybe not in your timeline,
But the
but look
universe
what
is
look
listening.
at that.
Look at
It's
what Abby
always
did.
listening.
And literally just the last episode, we completed one of our like dreams.
Yeah.
Like you guys see it in action. We have been talking about getting Adam Silvera on the podcast for
Yeah.
literally years since we started. There you go.
I've like I
You made
jokingly
this
say a lot, but it's the truth. The devil hears what you say, not what you think.
one.
You can think, we'll never, I won't even say negative things like that out loud. You can think, I will never be able to. I can never, this will never. You don't have to say those things out loud. What you say out loud is, I'm going to, I will, I can, and
Believe
train
in
your
it.
brain to think that that is what is
Manifest.
happening for you.
Yep. So, yeah, it's power of
Manifest things,
manifestation,
babies.
man. So, yeah. And then we were on vacation for the last week. Not this current week we're recording it, but the past week, which is why
Yeah.
part of the reason why we didn't record, because as you said, our kiddos were on spring break and I was
Yeah.
traveling, and it was just there
We were
was a
gonna
lot
try,
going
but
on.
then it was like,
We were
kind
gonna
of made it
try, and
yourself.
then literally, I think that was just like the worst possible timing, and
Yeah, you had
it was
stuff to
just not
do, and I was like, I can't do earlier,
right
and I can't do late,
either. Yeah.
late either.
And yeah, because it would have been late,
Yeah.
late. Like
Yeah.
at that point, it
So it
would
was
have
like,
practically been Friday.
yeah,
So
so then it's like, why
why
force
try?
when
Why
we could
try?
just tell you
Just be on
guys
vacation.
2 weeks of things this week?
We're just gonna be on vacation. But I had a good time. We traveled. My daughter was on spring break, and we flew out to visit Beth and her family. It was really fun.
And movie night with Beth in person.
We did have movie night in person. We watched the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, Taylor's
I still haven't
version.
watched it.
I hadn't watched it until that point, and one of the kids was talking about it, and I was like, oh, that should be our movie night movie because I still haven't watched it. So it was a good time. It was really fun because we were watching it, and I was like, this was multiple nights. There's no way they recorded this all in one night, because in one scene you can see her hair the humidity has gotten to her, like that it's starting to curl and wave in, and then the next shot it's like straight. And you're like, there's
Yeah.
that, yeah, no,
That's
they've
like
definitely recorded.
Hamilton when Angelica had flowers and then she didn't.
Yep. And so I was like, you guys, it's not, and we like for the longest time we were just operating on the idea that it was like one night where they
One
recorded it.
straight through thing.
And then we started seeing these things. I was like, there's no way. There's literally no way.
No.
But it was fun. She puts on a great show, which is not a surprise. So that was really fun. My daughter decided to watch Wish. So we started
So
that.
good.
We didn't finish it because my daughter has a problem with sitting through things. So we got to the part where Asha's having her interview, and then my daughter decided that she was done watching it.
She made it
So
like 5 minutes into
I know it was not very
the
far. We'll finish it eventually. We did binge like the first two season of Is It Cake, which is wild.
It's
If
so
y'all have
crazy.
not watched this
It
show,
is
it is.
good.
It's so good. It's so wild. And I'm just
Because
like,
you're like, I'll be able to tell. I'll be able to tell. And then when they finally put them up, you're like,
yeah.
I
The
don't
only
know.
reason that we can tell is one, we watch them bake it, and two, we get the close-ups. The judges don't.
Yeah. No, I'm saying without the close-ups, you're like,
Oh,
I
without
can't
the
remember.
close-ups, yeah.
Somebody did the stacks of Solo cups.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's
I couldn't tell you
wild.
from far away.
Wild. In season two, my favorite. In season two, one, but she did all like somehow managed to do all this like intricate like stitching, like in like a baseball mitt, like the
Oh,
stitching on a
yeah.
baseball glove, like the stitching on like a leather bag. Like it was so intricate, and
It's
I have no
wild.
idea. And it was so good. It was, yeah. So we did that. We didn't watch season three, so probably we'll end up doing that at some point at home. That was fun. Can't think of anything else. We did Beth's second oldest and her niece are go to the same high school, and their spring musical was Into the Woods. So she was in the musical, he was in the orchestra. And so we went and saw them perform two nights. We went on opening night, which was on Thursday, and then we went for the second performance on Friday. And her niece played two different parts, so we got to see her in both parts,
Oh,
which was
good.
really, really cool. It was really fun. Have you've seen Into the Woods? Like at least, yeah. So Milky White, for those of you who don't know, is a cow that is in this the play, the musical, and plays kind of a prominent part because the baker and his wife have to collect four items, and one of them is a cow as white as milk. And so the girl who played Milky White, and when they do the like in the movie it's different obviously, but when they do it on stage they have like a wooden cutout of a cow that somebody like carries around and is the cow. And I swear to you, and all of us said this, Milky White stole the show. Like the
Oh.
actual star of the show was Milky White. It was so good. It was she was so
Oh,
funny.
I love
There's so I guess spoiler alerts if you don't know anything about Into the Woods, but there is a part
that.
where Milky White dies unexpectedly, and so she's holding the cow and they're all fighting over the cow, and then the scene where the cow dies, she drops the cow and everybody's like gasp, and she just like slowly is like inching away and then runs off stage. And then later on when the baker and his wife are giving all the things that the things that they needed to collect for the witch, they're like, here's the cow as white as milk. And the witch looks at her, and I'm not gonna say her name, so let's pretend the actress's name is, I don't know, Kelly or something. Not the actual kid's name because privacy. But so they have her come out because they have to find another cow. So they have her come out in a cow onesie. And so this is the new cow, right? And so the witch is like, that's not a cow. That's Kelly in a onesie. And she's standing there, and Kelly is standing there just like waving, like, hi.
Hey.
And then as soon as the witch says that, she's like, okay, bye. And like runs off. And she
Bye.
steals the show. Like, no
I
lines.
love that.
No lines. Just the expressions. And she was so good. Literally stole the show, loved it. And
Oh.
then on Saturday, when we were flying home, Beth's youngest and her second oldest, they had like a band concert kind of thing. Not a concert, but they had solos and ensembles like in the morning, and they were gonna have a band concert later in the day. So we went to that in the morning, which was fun. It was good to see them perform because I've never seen them perform live, always over the internet. So that was really fun. And it was funny because we were standing there and we were, watching the boys. It was one performer at a time, and so they did their thing, and then the next person would come and and we see Kelly sitting, standing over on the other side, getting ready to come up. And I was like, guys, it's Milky White. It's Milky
It's
White.
Kelly.
It's Kelly. And Casey, Beth's husband, after Kelly does her thing, he's like screaming out, yeah, go Milky White. So funny. My
You're
God, it was
the
like literally so much fun. I had a blast. It was so good to like take some time off of work and spend time among
Yeah.
family and all of that. So I really enjoyed it. The kids, they there was a we're calling it an Easter celebration, even though we don't really celebrate Easter. Nobody really celebrates Easter, but they did like a little hunt for the kids and all of that. And that was a lot of fun. We just watched all the kids run around. There were so many kids running around and like trying to find eggs, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
And the day before that, my daughter had been like, I'm sad because they're doing an Easter egg hunt at Boys and Girls Club, and we don't have, when I'm not part of Boys and Girls Club. And I was like, well, let me tell you,
Uh-oh.
we're gonna have an Easter egg
We're gonna
hunt
celebrate Easter
tomorrow.
this year.
It's gonna be great. And she was so excited. So it was a good
Oh.
time. But yeah, that was pretty much my week. Not much going on in the bookish department, but it happens. It happens. I'm slowly like getting out of my rut, so we'll get there.
Hey, roots are healthy. Do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
You know what? I don't have a fictional boyfriend, but I do have a couple fictional besties.
Okay.
Once again, our trio from the Loot Song series, Emery, Cal, and Aspen. Love them, obsessed with them, want to be their besties forever. I love how much they, fight for each other and just want everything to be good for each other, and w are dumb enough to try and protect each other by keeping secrets. But I love them so much. And also, like, Tyson from Percy Jackson is like the sweetest baby angel. Like, he's just a giant, big, cuddly, dumb,
Teddy bear.
adorable teddy bear. Like, he's so innocent and he doesn't really know things, but
Yeah.
like could kill you.
Cinnamon
Like cinnamon
roll.
roll. But yeah. So my besties for the week. How about you? Any fictional boyfriends?
Oh, I'm Miles Nowak, girly. So he's described as like, at first they're like, is he on drugs? Because it's sad because it's just like he's got a beard. And I'm sorry. He's a tattooed beardo. Okay. And if we've seen my husband,
I sign me up for
I
that.
love a tattooed bearded man. So, and he's just so understanding and sweet and patient. And I love pining a
Yeah.
lot. Miles from Funny
Well,
Story.
I already
That
love him.
boy.
I
Oh, I
already love
can't
him.
wait for you to read him. You're going
I love him
to be
already.
like, oh my God. I have a little tiny fangirl freestyle.
Let's do it. It's
You don't have to.
we're calling it. We're gonna call April the month of throwbacks because
Yeah.
we're throwing it back to fangirl freestyle. So let's hear it, Mandy. What you got?
I just want to talk for a minute about how obsessed I am with Hafsa Faisal and her husband Casey. Okay. I love their relationship. So the latest thing I saw was they're celebrating Eid or Eid, and it's the end of Ramadan, and all of the fasting is over. And so he wants to go buy her some books to celebrate, but he's like, I just don't want to pick out books for her. So he asks her, like, what books? And so she knows she's getting books. But what she doesn't know is that he's building with, like, looks like AutoCAD, like designing in a computer system, a computer program, and then literally cutting and building precisely a bouquet stand to put these books on for a permanent book bouquet that she can change the books out on. And has been saving money and surprises her with a Gucci purse.
Oh my God,
And
adorable.
like, so I feel like he would agree in this. I feel like he's a simp for her and I love
Yeah,
it. He's gone
absolutely.
For her and so obvious and so sweet. But what I love even more is that she is like I am with my husband in that she roasts this man. Like, he posted a picture. It was like over her shoulder of her taking a picture of, I think it was one of her books. And it was a cool shot, but she just comments, "Stalker?" I love her.
Oh my
that is
God.
How I am with Josh. It is one of my greatest joys on this earth to roast that man on social media.
I love
like if
it.
he if there is a potential to troll him on something, I am going to be the first one to do it. I love him. He's my favorite person on this earth. Okay.
I
love
that
to roast
so
him.
Much. I
And
love
Hafsa
that
does that
so
to her
much.
husband, and it's great. And so I love their love, and I wanted to tell the
I
world
love that.
Find them on social media. They're precious.
I saw literally, I didn't realize it at the time. Like, I think I was scrolling Instagram and it was one of those like suggested reels. And it was a man who was building like a book nook for his
The book
wife.
nook with the bed, day bed.
Yes. With the day bed. And I was like, I didn't realize that at the time because I didn't look at the like handle or anything.
Yeah.
So I was just watching this video. And at the end, Hafsa walks in and I'm like, oh my God, I know
Yeah.
these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know them, but like, I know
People
them.
went like insane about that video when we're commenting all kinds of like apparently inappropriate stuff.
Oh.
Like, and it's like, why? Don't do that. This man loves
Yeah.
his wife. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
If you're not going to comment, wow, you guys are so cute, then shut up.
Like couple goals kind of thing.
We
Not
saw them
like
when
at
you
Y'all
were at,
Fest. Yeah.
at Y'all Fest. I went and
You
stood
got
in
my
her
book
line for
signed.
you.
Yeah.
They, at the like, if you don't know it, at first it was like, because they were like right up on each other. And so you're like, are they okay? No, it's just that they like each other so much that they like want
It
to be
gives me It
snuggling.
gives me the vibes, like based on what you've told me, it gives me the same vibes as Jared and Sophia. Like they're always
Yes.
kind of like touching and not in like a weird way,
Yeah.
just like they just
A
want to be close
magnetic.
together
Yeah.
and they
That's the
just
best
love
way to
each other
describe it.
so
It's like
much.
magnetic. And like, I want everybody to find that. That's
So
so sweet.
cute. I love
So that
that.
was my little freestyle. I just
I
wanted to
love
shout
them
out how
so
cute they
much.
are.
They are so cute. That's adorable.
And her roasting him. I love that. I live
I need to
for
go
that.
look up this like permanent book bouquet because it sounds amazing.
I'll go find it and send it to you. I saw
I
it,
need
I
to
think
see
earlier
it.
today, maybe yesterday.
I want to see it because that sounds so cute. Like,
It's really cool.
I
He
love
did. He
that.
also did. There was one I saw a while back where she needed like a pretty storage for her hijabs, and so he like I think he designed one based on one of her books, and it had like where things could swivel out. It is so like, yeah.
I
So
love
apparently he's
that.
like super smart. He's something in software, but he also like
Yeah.
knows how to like precision build things like that.
Yeah.
Like I could go
That
downstairs
is
and if you give me enough time, I could build a table. You know,
right.
like I could build like basic things, but
But that's something that is very
something
much
so
like,
precise
yeah.
that has to be designed.
Right. That is
Yeah.
so cute.
Yeah.
Listen, if it's not something like that, I don't want it, guys.
If he wanted to,
He
he
wanted
would.
to, he would. If he
And I
wanted
don't
to,
care so much
he
about the
would.
Gucci bag. Like she was excited about that. That's fine, but like the other things
The
are
other
so
things.
cool.
And you know, it's funny because a little while back, I was talking to Beth and I had texted her something. I had said something like something. I was making a joke. I was like, people, you know, wonder why I'm still single, why my standards are so high. But
I
then.
read books.
Well, that, but also because they'll be like, well, those are fictional people. Of course, they're great, which, yeah, okay, I get
Yeah.
that. But also, and I sent her screenshots, and it was one of them, one of the screenshots was of Josh reposting one of the podcasts something and saying something like being super supportive. And then the other
Oh.
screenshot was of Casey being like, I deleted Facebook a while back, but I redownloaded the app just so I could come on here to tell everybody that I love my wife. And I'm like, when my
Oh.
besties' husbands are this, like, of
Yeah.
course my standards are high. So
Yeah.
I'm just like, yeah,
Yeah.
that's
I'm just gonna hold out until my person shows
if
up.
he wanted to, he would.
Yep.
Or she, or they.
Yeah.
you know? So
yeah, agreed.
Yeah, agreed.
That was a fangirl freestyle.
Couple goals in action.
Absolutely.
I love it.
We don't have any announcements, I don't think.
We have stuff for May. Not for now.
Not next week, but the week after, I won't be here.
Yes.
Do not be alarmed. Everything's great. I'll probably talk about things afterwards.
But I do have something super fun planned. It will not be a break from the podcast. It will just be a break from Andy. I do have something planned for that week. Mandy knows nothing about it.
Nope.
So I'm calling it my special Mandy surprise episode.
It's even on our calendar like that.
It is on our calendar. I think it literally says the incoherent fangirl Mandy surprise episode.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So stay tuned and look forward to that because it'll be fun. I think it'll be fun. I hope it's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
All right. And now it is time for spiel. Yeah. Friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Please also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Please visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes, as well as read our blog. I just wrote a new blog post recently, and I'm very proud of that because it's been a while. And I saw
I wrote two in like the last week. I've been doing that forever. I was like, who am I?
I was about to start writing a second one, but then it was like 11:30 at night, and I was like, I'm going to bed instead. So more coming. I have like 13 books I've read and still need to review. The reading is the easy part, the writing is the hard part. So hopefully, maybe while I'm in my reading slump, it'll be time for me to write a little bit. So we'll see, guys. If you are interested in early access to podcast episodes, full video episodes, exclusive bonus content, early announcements, all the fun stuff, you can subscribe to our Patreon by heading over to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon. And also, if you're interested in merch, which Mandy is wearing today, I am not because I'm in pajamas.
It was on top of my stack of clean laundry. And I was like, hey, what a fitting day.
I think I wore mine earlier this week. That exact one. Yeah. So if you guys are interested in some Incoherent Fangirl merch, you can head to theincoherentfangirl.com/shop and do some shopping there.
Straight or something.
They're very cute.
Yeah, for now.
I feel like we need to think about this like line of dog stuff because it's kind of criminal that we don't already have some, considering that we have a show dog or four.
It's up here somewhere.
If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of that in our inbox. theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And speaking of hearing from y'all, if you would be so kind as to rate and review on whatever platform you're listening to us on, that would be also amazing. We love your words, so send
give
them
us your words. We like to read just a little.
Absolutely. She is at Mandy Perm on all the things.
She's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you're going to head over and do some self-care because we love you and we want you to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
Head over to our internet besties and do a little bit of shopping. First stop is going to be herecomesthenerd.com, where you're going to use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then once you've got your bookish pins and art, you're going to head to onceuponabookclub.com and you're going to subscribe and get a monthly box or just buy some one-off items or both. We have two codes you can use. They don't stack, but you just pick one. We love you either way. We don't care which one you pick. If you use code Karen10 or Mandy10, you'll get 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right, because if you don't, you get nothing off and stern looks from us and judgment.
Lots of judgment.
I can judge with the best of them, okay?
I don't want that, okay?
Shameful.
And after you've done that, you're going to head over to entrancingelixirs.com to get some cozy goodies. Use code FANGIRLT to get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in fangirl. It's FANGRLTEA.
Then you're going to head to amberdlewis.com, buy several of everything. Join her Patreon, subscribe to her newsletter, order the entire Fire and Starlight saga, pre-order. I don't think pre-orders are up yet, but get on the newsletter for Between Fate and Failure. I am very nervous by some polls
she's
posted on social media.
I am not
having a heart attack.
I am, I swear to God, if she does.
I am close enough to drive to your house, lady.
I'm, girl. We're going to have words.
We still want you to read all of her stuff, though. So, amberdlewis.com. And if you use code FANGIRL10, you'll get 10% off your purchase.
Make sure you buy like five of everything
Yeah,
because you need
all
to
of
be
the
able to share.
things. Yeah. And if you need to bonk her over the head with one of them and tell her, no, we can do that.
Absolutely.
Gently. We
And
don't want to hurt her. We just want to get our
no.
point across.
And once you have finished supporting us and our besties, you're going to head over and support the show husband, even though he has abandoned Mandy for, I don't know, like a week now. How long has it been?
He's
A
only
couple
been
of
gone for a
days.
couple of days, but it will be a week total. It's like Monday to Sunday. By the
Offensive.
time you're hearing this, he's back.
Offensive.
They took a few weeks off of the Paranormal Mind podcast for just because they were traveling and filming, but we recorded several episodes this past weekend, one of which is on manifestation.
Oh
I
my
was like,
God.
oh, this is an episode just for me, or it's so good I'm here. Which I
Oh,
mean,
yes.
Shane said all the cool things. He didn't need me, but it was like, I've got to add my two cents because
Just,
oh,
I have
let me
proof
tell you all the things
manifestation
I've
works,
done.
okay?
Yes.
I have actual proof.
We went and found all of our, I made you look up, or I made you look up your human design, right? Or did I? Yeah, I couldn't remember if I looked it up or if you did. We looked up Josh's and Shane's. Shane's a manifesting generator. Josh is a generator. And like the things that I'm reading, they're like, whoa, wait, whoa. How did I miss that? So yeah, I don't know if that episode is going to be this week or next week when you're hearing this. But there's a manifestation episode coming. So you're going to want to go listen. Once you finish listening to this episode, go listen to the Paranormal Mind podcast. Go like them, Searchers Believe, and At the Paranormal Mind on all of the things. And then if you want some merch, head over to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10 to get 10% off.
Yay.
Yay, we love the show, husband.
We do. He's a keeper.
Yeah.
He is one of the reasons why I have such high standards. So, just saying.
And that was
Is the
Return to the Incoherent
Yes.
Fangirl.
Thanks for
Thank
listening.
you.
We
We
love
love you.
you.
Bye.
Bye. We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at HereComesTheNerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.